More than 24 protesters gathered in Center City this afternoon, banging pots and pans to speak out against the lack of food and resources in Gaza. It comes after international experts say Gaza is experiencing a worst-case scenario of famine. KYW's Sunny Morgan reports.
Local grassroots organizations, including Families for Ceasefire and Peace Justice Sustainability Now, stood outside of 20th and Market Streets around 4 p.m. Friday with pots and pans to shed light on the hunger crisis in Gaza. Dozens of people have died due to malnutrition in Gaza. Officials say over 28 children have died in the last month alone, and more than 5,000 children have been diagnosed with malnutrition, though the UN says that list is likely an undercount. Rabbi Linda Holtzman for Rabbis for Ceasefire says starvation is never acceptable.
Pots and pans are usually used to cook and to nurture people and to feed people. And the statement of making this noise is that these are empty pots and pans. And pay attention to them, because the pots and pans of the people of Gaza are empty.
Protesters held signs saying, "Stop starving Gaza and let Gaza live," outside of the building that houses the offices of Senator Dave McCormick and the local Jewish Federation, hoping to encourage both to speak out against the crisis. Despite the loud noise from the banging of pots and pans, Holtzman says they hope people wake up.
Some people are saying it's really annoying. This noise is really annoying. And we are saying, yeah, this noise is really annoying. Pay attention to it. Notice what's happening. Make your own noise.
In Center City, Sunny Morgan, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.